The following lecture by Trigueirinho, To Be Universal, Part 2, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in January 2007.
Uma pessoa está perguntando se essa respiração do cosmos que produz os universos.
Someone is asking about the breath of the cosmos that produces the universes and how frequently these movements take place.
O desaparecimento dos universos são tempos que não se
podem imaginar. The appearance and disappearance of the universes take place over an inconceivable span of time. Now, we would have to take into account that time is a creation of the human mind. Time does not really exist. It is the human mind that creates time. Time does not exist outside of the mind, so the mind counts time. But when our consciousness transcends the mind, there is no more time. So it is not possible to say how long it takes for a universe to become manifested, because time does not exist there. And someone else is asking, when we become universal, do we meld into the One? If so, do we continue having an individual consciousness, or do we become all the same? Our consciousness expands gradually. It takes off from this egoic consciousness, from our personal, individual consciousness, and gradually broadens. It continues expanding. It seems to gradually encompass all things until it includes everything that exists. But this evolution takes place by degrees. Now, the person is asking if we all become the same. The same does not apply here. We do not become the same as others. We become the others. This is different from being the same. It is something else. So you become things. There is a totality. This has nothing to do with the same. The same is here on the mental level. Something that is the same or different is here. It does not exist on higher levels. On higher levels, things become one, but not the same. And summarizing what was said yesterday, we saw that our egocentric attitude, the attitude of our ego, our attitude in a personal and individual way, gradually changes to a cosmos-centric attitude. We always go on identifying with something greater, and in this way, consciousness develops. And we also saw that this happens insofar as human affairs become minor, and that our love for the all, our love for that which is cosmic, or our love for the divine, as we also say, evolves and becomes the center of our consciousness. And thus human egoic affairs gradually take second place. They gradually lose importance. They do not disappear. They are not cancelled out. But they no longer entangle us. And yesterday we also saw that the pathway and the method to reach this is for us to always keep this cosmos present, to always keep God present, to always keep this one life present, and not to have our ego foremost. This is something we practice, something we work on.
E vimos também a gente deixar de se considerar afetado por alguma
and we
coisa.
Also saw that we must
Mas
stop thinking that we are affected by something.
Se aproximando, estiver
But
em torno,
whenever something draws near, is around us, is close to us, we should always turn to, we should always refer to,
os planos superiores
we should
do
always
nosso
remember
ser.
Or invoke
aqueles
the higher
planos,
levels of our own being,
do nosso próprio
those
ser,
planes, those levels of our own being that are
disso.
Not affected by
não
any
é
of this.
De estar sempre se lembrando disso, de estar
so it is a case of always remembering
isto.
This, of always invoking this.
E vimos também que é treinamento nós irmos alargando a consciência além dos limites
and we
do corpo.
Also saw how we train
porque
ourselves to gradually expand our consciousness beyond the limits of the body. Because most people are identified with their bodies. If their body hurts, they say they are sick as if they themselves were sick.
E ela, então, acha que
if
ela
their
está
body
cansada.
Is tired, they
então,
think they are tired.
Com o corpo,
so this identification
é
with the body is something that has to be worked on. Our consciousness
e nós, então,
continues broadening.
Vamos também nos desidentificando, não só
and
do nosso
then
corpo.
We also let go of identification, not only with our own body,
humana,
but also with our human mind, with what we think.
Maior.
And we seek a higher thought.
E também vimos que, à medida que nos entregamos, que nos abrimos
and we also
a uma força
saw
suprema,
that as we give ourselves,
superior,
as we open to a supreme power, to a higher power,
mudando,
our life either changes
ou não vai mais influindo sobre nós.
Or no longer influences us.
Vida,
because
é
what we call life is this pathway
mental,
of matter that includes mental matter,
matéria,
emotional
física,
matter,
não
physical,
nós.
Etheric matter. We are none of this.
Disso, as coisas que isto acarreta, as coisas que isto arma, que desarma, a gente teria que ter a presença
to have the presence of mind, not to become involved, not to identify with this, with the comings and goings of this, with all this accumulated through this, with the things that are set up or taken apart by this. This is a summary of what we looked at yesterday. And someone had two dreams. In the first dream, she was on a small wooden raft floating down a very turbulent river. This wooden raft represents our vehicles in this life, the situations of our life. And the turbulent river represents the circumstances here.
No sonho, a pessoa
now,
se
in the dream, the person
situação,
was in this situation,
e ao mesmo tempo, ouvia
but at the same time, she heard somebody who was reading very calmly.
E ela notava, e ouvia,
she noticed this
se
and listened without worrying about the raft which continued on down the turbulent river. So the person had a dream that was a practical example of what we were talking about yesterday. We are all on this symbolic raft. We are all floating down this noisy, this turbulent river. But we are linked to something else. We are linked to a different way of reading things. That is, we are interpreting things differently. And things keep on moving along.
E esta mesma pessoa teve sonho também muito interessante.
And this same person had another
ela
dream that is also very interesting.
De
she was climbing a tall
livre.
And broad open-air stone staircase.
Estava Soin.
And at the top
Soin
was Soin. Soin is a hierarchy.
A luz era muito forte.
She says, the light was very bright.
Olhar direto para ele,
I couldn't look directly at
Soin.
It, but I knew it was
então,
Soin.
Eu disse
so
a ele,
I said to him,
eu te entrego a boneca mais perfeita que eu tenho.
I am giving you the most perfect
recebeu,
doll that I have.
E ela, então,
and he accepted it, and then she woke up.
Esses sonhos são de quem já se trabalhou.
These are dreams of someone who has already worked on herself in past lives. That means in past lives, the person had already carried out spiritual work. So in this life, the person soon becomes interested in the path because it is as if the person were taking up something again, as if she were continuing something which had been interrupted when she ended her previous incarnation. In an incarnation, we always take up what was interrupted or what we were doing before.
Então, uma pessoa que sonha com Soin e que lhe entrega uma boneca perfeita.
So someone who dreams about Soin and gives it a perfect doll. A doll means the thought form that we have of ourselves in a good sense.
Uma boneca perfeita,
so if she gives a perfect doll to the hierarchy, she is giving that which she wants to become, which she desires to be. She hands this to the hierarchy, which accepts it.
Como se ela se tornasse,
it as though the person were becoming consciously linked to some hierarchy.
Instrutivo para nós este.
This is a very instructive dream for us.
Este sonho, num período em que nós estamos estudando os universos, estamos estudando o cosmos.
At a time when we are studying universes, when we are studying the cosmos, this dream makes a lot of sense because hierarchies such as Soin and others
constituem verdadeiros
imãs. The hierarchies are real magnets of attraction in the cosmos.
Porque são consciências cósmicas.
Because they are cosmic consciousnesses.
Têm uma consciência muito elevada.
Beings of an elevated consciousness.
São os pontos de atração para nós.
And for us, these hierarchies are points of magnetic attraction. For us, it is something very abstract, almost impossible to imagine a point in the cosmos with our rational mind, our human mind, our concrete mind. It is quite inconceivable. But if we have an inner or devotional link with some hierarchy,
de referência para nós.
This hierarchy acts as a point of reference for us.
A nossa chegada nesses níveis que estamos almejando, isso é uma coisa que está predestinada.
We are predestined to arrive at those levels that we seek. All of us are predestined to arrive at those heights. All of us are predestined to become united with the cosmos and to become one in the cosmos. All of us are predestined to this. But this only takes place little by little. If we do not have this principle of hierarchy, hierarchies are those consciousnesses that have advanced a little bit farther than us and who form the one stream of life.
Esse princípio da hierarquia,
so if we do not have that principle
difícil,
of hierarchy, it becomes quite difficult, if not impossible, for the very concrete and limited human mind to follow these ways.
Quase impossível de nós termos esta aspiração.
It is even almost impossible for us to have this aspiration
que nos inspiram,
because these hierarchies inspire us through the thread of our devotion or through the contact we make
nesta consciência.
When we are within this consciousness.
Tudo aquilo que o cosmos deve manifestar, tudo aquilo que o cosmos deve criar, nós ficamos sabendo quando observamos.
When we observe the hierarchy, we get to know all that the cosmos is meant to manifest, all that the cosmos must create, because the hierarchy is conscious of what the cosmos is. So the hierarchy is there in an intermediary zone of the consciousness. And the way for you to know about the cosmos, the intention of the cosmos, where the cosmos is going, is through the hierarchy. This happens through what the hierarchy passes on to you, what the hierarchy shows you. In this way, you gradually become aware of what is beyond.
Não aceita ser idolatrada.
This is why a real hierarchy does not accept to be idolized, for it knows perfectly well that of itself it is not the high point. The high point is beyond. The hierarchy is merely a bridge. It is merely something intermediary. It is an intermediary situation. This is why a hierarchy does not accept any kind of gratitude or praise or recognition. These things upset the balance between the person and the hierarchy. So each one of us should be very tranquil and very well self-governed and very well self-coordinated in order to maintain this link, to maintain this devotion. Devotion is not what we think it is here on earth. Devotion is for one to focus on what is high. Devotion, the sixth ray, is for one to be linked with what is high. So one must have devotion in this process. And in these links, we gradually find the necessary harmony so that we can begin to perceive a greater consciousness. We gradually acquire harmony, we gradually acquire balance, we gradually attain a certain silence. And in this way, we gradually perfect this relationship. And the entire cosmos, and therefore all the universe, are impregnated with these principles. And for us to be at peace with this, for us to feel that we are taking part in this, at a certain level of our bodies, at the level of our ego, we would have to work on this balance and this harmony.
Agora aqui uma pessoa também sonhou que estava em uma ponte.
Now someone here also dreamed that she was on a bridge.
Só que essa pessoa estava na ponte, mas não estava enxergando muito bem.
Except that this person on the bridge could not see clearly, and she tried to reach the other side, but was not able to do so.
Então, se esta pessoa tentava chegar ao outro lado e não conseguia chegar,
so if this person was trying to get to the other side and could not do so, she ought to prepare in some way to cross this bridge gradually. And one way we can prepare ourselves is by what we call prayer. That is, the aspiration to cross the bridge, because all of us have to cross this bridge. All of us have to go from the egoic life to divine life.
Todos nós temos que passar desta situação humana para uma situação.
All of us have to go from this human condition to a superhuman condition. Each one is crossing his or her own bridge.
Vontade, aquela aspiração,
and prayer is the will, the aspiration, the invocation to all of one's power and to all the powers of the universe so that one can cross this bridge, so that one can cross over. So this person who is unable to cross the bridge in her dream should intensify her prayers and have great faith that her inner strength, her higher self, at a certain point will guide her, will carry her forward.
E uma pessoa sonhou que estava perdendo os cabelos. O que isto significa?
And someone dreamed that he was losing his hair, and he is asking what this means. So, to lose one's hair means to gradually lose one's strength. Hair can be a symbol of strength. So the person is losing his strength.
Nós começamos a perder as forças Sempre que queremos ser baseados só
we begin
no nosso
to lose
ego,
our strength whenever we want to base ourselves only on our
corpos,
ego,
enfim,
only on our personality, on our bodies.
Pessoa,
that is, when we are only counting
isto.
On our own person,
então,
only ourselves.
É nós irmos perdendo as forças.
So this is the way we gradually
pessoa,
lose our strength.
Esse ego, ou esses corpos, eles
because
não
this person or this ego or these
de
bodies
que nós
does not have a certain quality
of
power that we need as of a
então,
certain moment on the path.
Começamos a perceber novos planos de consciência,
so
novos
when we
mundos,
begin to perceive new levels of consciousness,
a almejar
new worlds,
outra vida,
when
então,
we begin to yearn for a different
pessoais,
life,
as nossas forças egoicas, a nossa força corporal,
our personal
a nossa
strength,
força mental,
our egoic strength, our bodily strength, or our
questão.
Mental strength, none of these help resolve
Mestre
matters.
Moria deixou trecho que pode ser muito elucidativo para
Master
esta
Moria left some
ele
thoughts
seguinte,
that could greatly clarify this matter.
Pode
he
o
said
homem
the following.
Elevar-se ou descer somente por si mesmo?
Can man elevate himself or fall only on his own?
Nenhum ser pode agir sem influenciar o que o cerca.
No being can take action without influencing
só,
what surrounds him.
Nenhum ser
furthermore,
deixa de ser influenciado por
there
aquilo
is no
que o
being
cerca.
Who is not influenced by what surrounds him.
A cada ação sua, o ser agita as diferentes camadas da atmosfera.
Every action of ours stirs a movement in different atmospheric layers
estão próximos.
And carries with it those who are close
por isso
by.
Temos que conscientizar a nossa responsabilidade
for this
diante
reason,
do
we
universo
have to be conscious of our responsibility towards the universe,
diante do universo.
And of how we stand
porque
in regard to the universe.
Diz que nós estamos sozinhos, que nós somos separados.
Because the ego
mas
says that we are
real.
Alone, that
que
we are separate.
Isto não
but this
existe.
Is not so, and it is not true in
portanto,
the universe.
Diz Moria,
therefore,
se homem
says Moria,
eleva o seu pensamento,
if a man
ele
elevates
sempre
his thought,
está ajudando alguém.
He is always helping somebody.
E se homem cai em espírito, ele sempre
and if a man falls in spirit,
alguém.
He is always killing somebody.
Além dos pensamentos e da ação consciente, ocorre uma constante cooperação inconsciente.
Beyond thoughts and conscious action, there is a constant unconscious cooperation that encompasses wide circles according to the law of karma and according
então,
to the individual's aura.
Veja que há muitas razões para nós nos sentirmos sem forças.
So you can see that there are many
porque
reasons for us to feel that we have no
parte,
strength because we are part of, we participate in a totality. And insofar as we become egocentric, insofar as we limit
pessoa,
ourselves
ego,
to our person, to our ego,
corpos,
to our personality, to our bodies, a devitalization begins to set
atuando.
In because all this does not
isso
take
é tão
place.
Coligado, Moria está dizendo, não?
And Moria says that this is so interconnected
na Ásia,
that when somebody in Asia goes mad,
ele é a causa da destruição
he or
de um
she
homem
is the cause of the destruction
continente.
Of someone on another continent.
E quando alguém se eleva
and
em
when
espírito,
somebody is elevated
América,
in spirit in America,
ele cura alguém no Egito.
He or she heals somebody in Egypt.
Como nós
he's speaking
agimos,
symbolically.
Como
how we act
que fazemos,
and all we do
não só no universo
not
todo,
only has an influence on the entire universe, but it can also directly and specifically influence
conhece,
somebody we do not even know.
O sentimento, a nossa ação, ela vai atingir alguém
our thought, feeling, action
ela vai
will specifically reach somebody.
Em lugar que a gente não
it
sabe
will
onde
enter
é,
something that is happening in a place
é
we do not even know.
inconsciente.
And all of this happens unconsciously.
Vai se vendo, não? Como é o funcionamento do universo.
So in this way, one gradually comes to learn how the universe functions. We are here working on certain things, and this is producing certain effects. We do not know where or on whom or at what level of consciousness, but it is always producing some effect.
Solicita muito a energia do amor em nós.
And this calls for the energy of love in us.
Se um de nós está abatido, está deprimido,
because you see, if someone is downcast, is depressed, we could be contributing to the death of somebody we do not even know. We do not even know where he or she is, because this is so interconnected, because universal consciousness is so interconnected.
Realmente despertássemos.
So we really have to wake up.
Para ter consciência daquilo que somos.
We have to awaken to become conscious of what we are and what we really represent.
Nós sabemos que há níveis de consciência. São vários os níveis de consciência.
We know that there are levels of consciousness, various levels of consciousness.
Abaixo.
And there are levels below ours,
existem níveis acima do nosso.
Just as there are levels above ours, humans are at an intermediary level.
Os níveis materiais,
humans are between the material levels and the intuitive level. So humans are there in the middle, with levels below and above them. And here, someone is concerned about beings and about life on the levels below the human level.
As plantas e os animais também possuem karma.
He is asking, do plants and animals also have karma?
Tudo que está no nível
all that is material, everything on the material level is within material karma.
Karma material é não só o karma da matéria em si.
Material karma is not only the karma of matter itself. Matter also has karma. But it is also the karma that we create when we activate matter. So if our spirit, which is not material and does not have this kind of karma, if our spirit is incarnate, if we are incarnate in matter,
dentro do karma material,
we are within material karma.
No karma material,
and by acting within material karma, we build our individual karma.
Karma material,
but it is always material karma.
E os animais, e as plantas, e a vida mineral, também está criando karma.
And animals and plants animais, and mineral life also create karma. Except that animals, plants and minerals do not consciously create karma. They
karma,
are not aware of karma,
karma
or that they are
e
creating karma.
Plena
and we
do karma,
are fully conscious
plena
of karma.
Consciência que estamos criando karma a cada momento que passa.
And we are fully aware that we are creating karma at each passing second. We are creating karma with each breath. We are already aware of this. And this is the difference between us and the animals, plants and animals. The difference, of course, seen from a point of view of evolution. So we are aware of the value of our presence.
Indissoluvelmente unidos com o universo.
We are aware that we
então,
are indissolubly united with the universe.
Universo,
so the work of the universe, the movement
universo,
of the universe, the manifestation of the universe,
num certo sentido, depende de nós.
In a certain sense,
usa
all this depends on us.
Vida, todo nosso
it uses our entire life,
mente,
our movement, our
intenção,
mind, our intention, our consciousness in this evolutionary work.
E os animais, as plantas e os minerais, embora estejam
and
também
although
eles
animals,
nesta
plants
linha
and minerals are also
ainda não têm consciência
on this
disto.
Evolutionary path,
então,
they are still not aware
diferença.
Of this. So it
e
is a great difference.
Diferença não é para nós nos tornarmos orgulhosos.
And this great difference should not make us proud or make us feel
mas
better than them.
Mas é uma diferença
them.
Que, quando é percebida,
When perceived, this difference should awaken in us characteristic feelings such as compassion, such as love, such as service. So it should awaken all this in us.
E esta mesma pessoa assistiu ao filme Terráqueos.
And this same person went to see the movie entitled Earthlings and was very bewildered by the atrocities that humans impinge on animals.
E ele pergunta se tanto sofrimento que o reino animal passa,
and he asks if all this suffering that animals experience is due to the karma of the animal kingdom. It is surely karma. Nothing takes place outside of the law of karma when you are within the matter of material karma. So if today humans are cruel to animals and inflict great suffering on them,
isto deve ser karma que está retornando a eles.
This must be a karma that
e
is returning
que aí
to them.
Está processo, uma aprendizagem,
and
uma
naturally, this brings about a process, a learning, a purification,
da vida animal.
An awareness within
não
animal
em
life.
Cada animal especificamente, nem
not
em cada
in
planta,
each animal specifically, or in
pedra,
each plant, or in each pebble.
Mas no reino,
but rather in the
reino.
Kingdom, in the consciousness
o reino animal
of the kingdom.
Tem uma consciência.
The animal kingdom has a consciousness.
Ver nos planos internos, os que regem o reino animal,
if we could see those that govern the animal kingdom on inner levels, they are entities of an unimaginable power. And those that govern the plant kingdom are also very
também.
Powerful entities, and the mineral kingdom as well. The rays that activate, that manifest those kingdoms are the same rays that are manifested through us, that work on us.
De forma
they are combined
reinos,
in a different way in those kingdoms because the work is different.
Que estão a
but the
ali.
Rays in service there are the same.
Então, quando nós assistimos esta destruição do reino animal pelo homem,
so when we see the destruction of the animal kingdom by humans,
animal,
or this way the animal kingdom is treated, seen
é
within the balance of the
voltando,
universe,
this
is karma that is returning
mas,
to the animal kingdom.
Para nós colaborarmos com isto, seria nós aliviarmos este karma.
But we could cooperate here by alleviating this
reino,
karma, by lightening the karma,
ele não aprende
because kingdoms or beings
através de
do not learn only through karmic return. They also learn
que se chama compreensão.
By means of something called
e o homem,
understanding.
Ao invés de ser instrumento kármico de sofrimento
and we humans,
do reino animal,
by being
como é a humanidade em geral,
either a karmic instrument of suffering for the animal kingdom, as the human kingdom generally is, we can choose to be an element of understanding for the animal kingdom. And the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the mineral kingdom have their own forms of understanding, which in them is not called understanding, but rather perception, sensitivity.
Nós podemos dar compreensão da nossa parte.
So we
e
can give understanding.
Eles vão receber esta compreensão.
And
de alguma
when we
forma,
give this understanding, they are going to receive this understanding in one way or another on their own level of consciousness.
Kármica,
and in this way, a transformation that is even karmic gradually takes place. Because when they receive this understanding, they gradually become uplifted from where they are. They are uplifted, and this is a way for us to cooperate with the universe.
O que acontece quando nós aprendemos pelo sofrimento,
because within the universe, when we learn through suffering and through trials and through purification, whatever takes place in the universe has a certain vibration. But when we gradually resolve all of this through understanding, this brings about a higher vibration in the universe. So we are always either contributing to the universe
no universo.
Or we are downgrading the situation in the universe.
E hoje nós ficamos de ver também os dois elementos.
And today we are also going to look at the two elements that exist in the development of our consciousness.
Enfim, nós podemos ir desenvolvendo,
that is, we can develop,
caminhando ou evoluindo,
we can move ahead or evolve
do autoconhecimento,
through self-knowledge,
através do aprofundamento no nosso próprio ser,
through the deepening of our own being, and through gradual interaction with the innermost, highest, and most evolved nuclear. So we have this element of evolution. But as an element of evolution, we also have a will and a strength that are superhuman.
E esta força em nós está em nível,
and this will and this consciousness within us are at a level beyond our conscious level. They are a level beyond our mind and all that we can understand and know.
Nós podemos estar conscientes daquilo que devemos fazer.
We can be aware of what we have to do, of what we have to be.
Mas a grande maioria não dispõe em si, nos seus níveis conscientes, de força suficiente para ser o que deve ser,
enough strength available within themselves on their conscious levels to be what they should be or to do what they should be. You are fully aware of this situation.
Pedir ajuda.
So at a certain point, we have to ask for help.
Superiores, eternos, sem ajuda desta
without
força,
help from our higher eternal levels,
vontade,
without help from this strength and without help from this will,
então,
we practically come to a standstill.
Pedir ajuda desta força, vontade. Isto é a mesma
so
coisa,
at a certain point we really have to ask for help from this
vontade,
strength power.
Poder.
This is the same thing, but to us it seems different, but it is the same ray, will power. And when we make this invocation, when we realize that we need this strength, we need this will from a higher level, when we invoke this, and when we begin to receive it,
que devemos encontrar
we have to take into account that we must find the adequate means to apply this strength and to apply this will.
E esta vontade começam a descer.
Because if this
e nós não
strength and this will begin to descend and we don't know how to apply them correctly, we can cause real calamities.
Junto com o universo.
Instead of building together
então,
with the universe.
Que nós podemos fazer com a força,
so the calamities
com a vontade
that we can
desce,
cause with the strength
nós,
and the will that descend invoked by us,
bem conduzido,
these have to be carefully
coordenado.
Guided, very carefully administered.
Porque a consciência verdadeira, a consciência universal,
because true
é
consciousness
não
universal consciousness
e invocar esta força e esta vontade
is not only for one to draw down and invoke this strength and this will. This is one part of consciousness.
A força e a vontade do alto.
One becomes aware that one has to draw strength and will from on high.
Mas
one is aware of this.
Essa consciência não está completa.
But one is also aware that consciousness is not complete if one does not know how to apply what has been received.
Isto, você pode destruir,
and when applying
anular,
this, one can destroy, one can eliminate, one can transform the very thing one intended to do.
E a consciência desenvolvida, nós irmos nos tornando desenvolvidos em consciência,
we gradually develop our consciousness not only by attracting, aspiring and asking,
como estamos aplicando,
but also by the way we apply it, how we are going to apply it.
Se nós atraímos energia, Se nós atraímos luz,
so if we draw strength, if we draw energy,
é
if we draw light,
consciência em um ser,
atrair this
isto.
Is already a considerable amount of consciousness
pedir,
in the individual who has drawn this. But now the person must ask, must seek inwardly how to use it, how to convey, how to develop this. And in this way one attains a more mature consciousness. What we call human consciousness is that which humanity displays, that humanity manifests. This is not human consciousness. This is subhuman consciousness incarnate in a human body, because certain things that humanity inflicts do not really belong to human consciousness. Because human consciousness is more than to know, to fulfill, to carry out, and to actualize. Human consciousness should include how all this is to be done, the way this is to be conducted. And this way, the best way for this to be guided depends directly on our inner light, or it depends directly on the light we invoke.
Então a consciência não é só nós reconhecermos coisas.
So consciousness is not only our recognizing things, but it is also knowing how to apply what we receive as consciousness.
Por exemplo, nós somos conscientes daquilo que pensamos, daquilo que sentimos,
we are aware of what we think, of what we feel, of what we perceive. We are aware of that.
Mas nem sempre, ou quase sempre,
but usually, or almost always, what we normally think and what we normally feel did not come from us. They are not ours.
Então, antes de você se deixar tocar pelo seu pensamento,
so before allowing ourselves to be impacted by our thought, before allowing ourselves to be impacted by our feeling, before allowing ourselves to be impacted even by what we are doing, are actualizing, we must ask ourselves where this is coming from. Where is this which is transformed into our thoughts coming from? Where is this which is transformed into the feelings circulating in us coming from? And where is this which manifests our action, our physical movements, our physical accomplishments coming from? Where are they coming from? Our consciousness should ask this because they may be entering us through our aura and not coming from our inner being. Our aura, our etheric magnetic structure which interpenetrates our bodies and is a part of the external form of those bodies, this aura has absorbability, this aura absorbs thoughts, this aura absorbs feelings, this aura absorbs physical forces that do not come from us, that do not come from within us. And this aura continually receives and deals with these. And if our consciousness does not discover that we need to be coordinated from within, we go through lives thinking, feeling, and acting with what our aura absorbs instead of what really comes from us. This is a very delicate aspect of the development of consciousness. And someone who has not yet realized this, and those who still allow themselves to think, those who still allow themselves to feel, those who still allow themselves to act according to what enters through their aura, such individuals have a very elementary consciousness, which is the consciousness of the great majority. So we are really living a time in which the planet is at the point of reacting to so much ignorance. So the planet is on the verge of reacting, and the reactions of the planet are already here. And the message of the universe, the impulse that the universe gives us, is also here.
Nós teríamos que Nesta etapa da nossa consciência,
and at this stage of our consciousness, we should be observing these things.
A partir de uma observação de nós mesmos.
That is, observing by examining ourselves. And we need to make this observation. After all, what thought is this? Who is thinking this? Who is thinking that I am ill, that I am incapable, that I am weak? Who is thinking this? We must ask ourselves this. I am ignorant, I am incapable, I am inadequate. Who is thinking this? We have to ask ourselves. Because maybe we are not the ones who are thinking this. This may have entered through our aura.
De toda essa criação
and these are the thoughts of pseudo-artistic creation, the thoughts of all publicity, the thoughts of the entire industrial, commercial, material mechanism that are suffusing us, that are entering through our aura.
Iludido, não tem ainda consciência.
And since we are deluded, our consciousness is not yet sufficiently awakened to be able to recognize that this thought taking place in us is not ours, that this feeling is not ours, and that this action is also not ours. Because we would not act like this, we would not feel this way, we would not think this way. And where are we going to get this clarification? How is this going to be elucidated for us? Where are we going to seek this?
Ou você vai buscar isto no teu interior,
either we seek this within ourselves, within our deepest selves, or we depend on the hierarchy.
Com aquela corrente transmissora desta força,
or we count on the outpouring of this force, this power, this universal light that is available to us.
Vai chegar um momento no desenvolvimento da nossa consciência,
the time will come in the development of our consciousness when we are going to live clearly on those two levels. The time will come in which we are going to be very conscious of what comes from us and what comes from on high, or of what is entering through our aura. We are going to become very aware of this. And we are going to live in balance and harmony.
Desses dois mundos.
We are going to live dealing with these two worlds because we know we have to serve the world. We know this. But when our consciousness develops, we know that we have to serve the worlds, not the world. Because there are infinite worlds. There are millions of worlds. And how many worlds exist in us? How many levels of consciousness exist in us? And each level of consciousness has several sub-levels. So how many worlds do we live in? How many worlds do we have to deal with? Or better, how many worlds do we have to serve? That which comes down to us as help has to find us in true surrender to what is descending, not submitting to that which enters through the aura, but rather to what descends. We have to be sincerely surrendered, compliant with what descends.
E nós estarmos bem vigilantes, de nós estarmos numa vigília constante para percebermos.
And we have to be very vigilant, to be very watchful, to perceive to what we are opening ourselves.
Se realmente vem desta força, deste poder
if
do alto,
we are really
mesmos,
opening to what comes from this force, from this power from on high, from within ourselves, or if without isto realizing it, we are opening ourselves to all that is entering through the aura. We have to constantly watch out for this. In this work that we are experiencing, the group is invited to participate in the permanent vigil because the activity of the permanent vigil is a symbol. It is a symbol of that enduring state in which we should remain. Because if we are not always on guard, if we are not constantly vigilant, if we cannot recognize what is trying to descend from on high, and we are unconsciously not receiving or not wanting to receive, because we are distracted by, we are addicted to, we are deluded by all that comes through our aura. So here we need an ongoing state of vigilance in order to become aware of this. Human consciousness can already grasp all these issues. There is no human consciousness in a rescuable being, a being of average evolution. There is no consciousness of average evolution and of a rescuable being that cannot come to understand this. So our responsibility increases when we understand this. Our responsibility increases. And if this is not correctly channeled, if this is not correctly manifested by our entire being, we gradually enter into a progressive devitalization, and a devitalized individual reaches a point where he or she is drawn into the place in consciousness which contains the debris of the cosmos, the dross of the universe. And this debris corresponds to all that, to all those atoms and molecules of consciousness that are going to begin all over again. They are going to begin again, taking off from where they are. They will begin all the work again. Let us see if in this cycle of studies we can examine and develop various stages of this process, various stages of this subject. Now we have looked at to be universal. In February, we are going to study openness to the new. Because when we are aware that things also enter through our aura, we have to watch so that we do not absorb what is old, that we do not absorb what is obsolete, what no longer applies to our present consciousness. So in February, we are going to look at the topic, openness to the new.